Alisa Ali live backstage at Bonnaroo 2015 with the one and only Gary Clark Jr.
Hello.
You are a tall drink of water, sir.
Yes, I am.
It's a sight for sore eyes.
Ooh, watch out.
Oh, boy. Oh, no, I'm not going to. So congratulations on your successful career. You've been endorsed by everyone from Eric Clapton to Buddy Guy and even the President of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Who has declared he's the future. I got to get your comment on that. That's got to be a mind-blowing thing to hear.
Yeah, but, you know, when somebody says something like that, I just tell myself, like, wow, well, you better do something awesome because you've been set up.
Yep. So no pressure. No.
All good. We'll see.
Nice.
I feel good about it. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And also, so that show where you got that nice endorsement from President Barack Obama, mm-hmm. I think you also played with B.B. King. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That is so cool that you got to play with him during his lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that experience like? And had you known him for a while before that?
I hadn't known him for a while. Actually, I was just in my mom's house a few days ago before I came out here, and I saw this picture of me and my dad with him when I was maybe 15 or 16, and he gave me a pic and signed my little backstage pass, and I was just smiling, just cheesing as a fan. And then cut to that picture we were talking about of, you know, us playing in the White House. It's an amazing experience. And to think really that a guy like B.B. King, you know, paved the way for a guy like me to be able to do what I do and that be honored in the White House, I owe a lot to him. So it was a very special moment. And now that he's gone, it's you know, it's something to look back on and be very proud of, not just for myself, but, you know, for the culture and the music.
I mean, I think he was probably really proud seeing that you are continuing on and keeping the music alive as well.
Yeah, well, he did something that was very special to me. I think about it a lot every time I see him or hear his voice is when I played Crossroads Festival, Eric Clapton's Crossroads, and I was walking across the stage for the big jam. He kind of stopped me and just kind of grabbed my hand and gave me this look and this nod, and, you know, something I can take with me for forever. I mean, not everybody gets to have those moments, so.
You have been very fortunate.
Yeah,
there's no
definitely.
Doubt about that.
Yeah.
Is there any of your guitar heroes that you have not yet played with that are still with us today?
To be quite honest, no, I think I'm good on that.
That
I don't know.
It's amazing.
Sure. Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been great, overwhelming. Didn't expect that when I got my guitar at 12 that I would be able to, you know,
play with your
heroes. Just share stages with all the greats that I have. So
that's
fortunate.
Like an actual guitar hero. You know the game Guitar
yeah.
Hero.
Yeah.
But you're living it. That's amazing.
Wow.
Give me.
Yeah.
That just blew your mind.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Next one's going to charge you, though.
All right.
So give me a quick list for our listeners who are not as familiar of who some of these people are that you've played with. Just a quick, like, rattle them off.
Man, great guitar players. I've gotten to share stages with, bills with, anyone from Jimmy Vaughn, Robert Cray, to Jeff Beck, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Keith Richards, Keb Moe, Derek Trucks, Doyle Bramhall, second. I don't know.
I know. Well, that was a great list.
I don't know.
That was an amazing list. Okay, list number two now, and you are sort of, I think, in my humble opinion, leading the charge of the new guys on the scene, kind of, you know, paving the way for the next generation.
Yeah.
Current day, who do you think is going on? Who's got it going on?
Who do I think has got it going on? I've always been a fan of the music that Jack White puts out. There's like a nice bluesy thing to that. Black Keys, of course. I like Benjamin Booker. I've been checking that guy. He's got like a really aggressive, funky style to him. So I've been watching him.
Does he know you're watching? Or is it like in a creepy way?
I don't know. I'm going to sneak
like
up, sneak attack him. No. Let me see. I think that's good for now. I could go on and on and on.
All right. No, that's a very good list. And if you had the option of throwing your own music festival with, you know, you could jam with anybody that you wanted, or you had the option of recording, just doing a recording session with all your favorite people, which one would you go for? The live performance with these guys or the recorded?
You talking about anybody?
Yeah, anybody.
A record, all people on one song?
Or an album.
How many people do I get?
You get as many as your little heart desires.
Oh, man. Stevie Wonder, Prince, Beyonce, Citizen Cope, Odyssey, Jimmy Vaughn. That's enough. No, it's not enough. Alicia Keys. All right, that's enough.
That is enough. That is a great list.
It's really not, but I'm going to stop.
Okay, but I'm not going to let you off the hook yet because you have yet to answer the question. The question was, and
studio.
I love that list, are you going to do a live performance? Are you going to do a one-night big extravaganza show? Or would you just cut a record?
I would cut a record.
And tell me why.
Because when my son says to me, "You're not cool," I can pull out this disc and go, "You don't know what you're talking about."
So it's simply to challenge your son.
Exactly, because I know it's coming one day.
Well, for now, I think the consensus is that you're pretty cool.
Appreciate it. Thank you, somebody.
Yes, yes. Keep it going, and I think you can. Thank you so much for stopping backstage at Bonnaroo.
Appreciate it. My pleasure.